Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today is Friday, September 2nd, 2011. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, how's everybody doing today? Hope you've had a good week. I know everybody's busy. Young people are on their way back to school. The academic year has begun already for quite a number of people, so I know many parents out there have been busy getting their children just situated for the new academic year. And I know that after this holiday weekend, this is the Labor Day weekend, after this weekend, a lot of others are going to be going back to school as well. But I hope you're doing well. Let me tell you, we have had an amazing week or 10 days here on the East Coast. That's right. You know, last week we had an earthquake, and then last weekend, Hurricane Irene decided to grace us with her presence here on the Eastern Seaboard. I've been very lucky, and I'm very grateful that we didn't have major damage here. We did have some limbs, quite a few really big limbs were down, but it could have been so much worse, and certainly thoughts and prayers for those in New England. It's been amazing to see what's happened to many of our friends who live in New England, particularly in Vermont. Let's hope that they do recover. Also, I'm hoping that people who are still without power, believe it or not, will soon get it back and life can get back to normal. This is always an incredible time of the year. And, you know, we all have to be careful and cautious. And so I'm grateful that I came through okay. But definitely let's keep others in mind, because there are individuals who did certainly have to go through an awful lot and are still going through it. Anyway, welcome back. Things are underway. I've been busy myself this week. I had a great experience on Wednesday. I was able to give a webinar on the Legacy Family Tree website that will still be up. In fact, if you missed it, you have an opportunity to listen to it. I've been very grateful. People have been very kind who felt that the information was useful. I'm glad that it was, and I have to give a special thank you to Jeff Rasmussen and the team at Legacy Family Tree. They were just wonderful people to work with and made something just very, very smooth for me. Jeff was right there behind the scenes with any technical problems, and it was just great. What a wonderful experience. I hope that in the future I'll be able to work with them again. Well, things are underway. As I said, it is September. This is the Labor Day weekend. So, you know, this is the chance to get that last summertime barbecue and throw things on the grill, or as we do here on the Chesapeake Bay area, we like to have a crab fest. So it's time to get the crabs out as well and enjoy. Well, things are going on in the genealogy community. Next weekend, in fact, starting the middle of next week, I am just so excited to think about all the friends who are going to be in Springfield, Illinois next weekend, enjoying themselves at the Federation of Genealogical Societies annual conference. I know it's going to be a wonderful time. I wish I was there to join you. Maybe next year, perhaps. But oh my gosh, there is just, if you just look at the program, I'll put a link for you right on the podcast website. But oh my gosh, there's so many things and so many wonderful speakers who are planned. Take a look. And if you happen to be anywhere within driving distance of Springfield, try and get there. It's a wonderful event. I have attended FGS conferences in the past, and they are so much fun. I hope, and I'm sure that will probably happen, that there will be a special edition of the Genie Bloggers radio program that will be coming forth from Springfield. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, September is a busy month. There is an event coming up, an annual event here in Baltimore area where I live, It's actually the Baltimore County African American Cultural Festival is taking place on Saturday, September 17th. It's pretty much an all-day event. It ends at 6 p.m. Well, it starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 6, and it takes place at the Towson Courts Patriot Plaza. This will be the 15th consecutive year of this event, including a much favored historic settlements exhibit. This exhibition, and actually the event itself, has been enhanced over the years with the participation of Mr. Lewis Diggs, and many of us in the greater Baltimore area know his name. Also, many in the Afrogenius community also know his name. This gentleman has written over 8 books about the community, and his is an example to follow, to study the community where you live. And he's written books about every traditionally or historically African-American settlement in the county. And it's just amazing what he's done. He's had individuals who've sponsored his work. The first book that he produced, It All Started on Winter's Lane, was the name of the book. I think once people realized what he was about and how he was preserving the history of the county, then he began to get support from the historical societies, and the historic community began to appreciate, and he was able to get some sponsorship for the next 7 or so books that he wrote. Well, he's also involved with the Historic Settlements exhibit. It is the largest single exhibit at this conference, and every year that one exhibit draws the largest number of visitors. And it's kind of neat because it includes hundreds, literally hundreds, of old photographs and memorabilia, as well as oral presentations by members of the communities who talk about their life in those communities, particularly when many of the communities have become much smaller as children have grown up, have moved away, migrated to other cities and states. There are many elders who are still there, and it's a wonderful opportunity to still just sit and listen to them talk about their lives, and it's just great. There's also a bus tour of some of the old neighborhoods that is sponsored on the day of the cultural festival. So I do hope that many of you in the greater Baltimore area will have a chance to go and enjoy yourselves and learn. Wonderful event. Also coming up, Friends in New England. Anytime I see an event, if it's an all-day genealogy event, I'm always supportive of that. And I'm excited to see that the Friends of the National Archives in Pittsville, Massachusetts, will hold their annual full-day genealogy conference. It's the theme this year. It's going to be in Williamstown, Massachusetts, on Saturday, September 17th also. And I like the title. It's called Life in the Past Lane, which it's kind of a neat title. There are going to be a number of family history lectures. The registration fee will include morning and afternoon refreshments as well as lunch. And of course, there are all of the exhibitors who are going to be there, lots of vendors who are going to be able to promote genealogical projects, and of course, the speakers themselves. So enjoy yourselves on that event. It's an all-day genealogy event. I wanted to make an announcement. As many of you know, in fact, I was had originally expected that some friends from New Jersey were going to be coming down last weekend, but the whole East Coast ended up sort of being put on alert with the hurricane that came through the area. As a result, the official dedication ceremony of the Martin Luther King Memorial has been moved to another date, and that date is yet to be determined. As soon as that information is there, I will share it also with listeners. I have taken a look at some of the images that individuals I know who've already visited the memorial have shared with me, and it's absolutely beautiful. I also have put a link for you right here on the podcast website where you can take a virtual flyover tour of the memorial. Absolutely beautiful. And I'm planning on getting down there within the next week or so, maybe in the next week or 10 days or so. But I hope that you will also have an opportunity to visit the memorial. The end of the month, on September 24th, in downtown Baltimore at the Reginald Lewis Museum, one has an opportunity to listen to Robin Smith. She's going to be giving a presentation on an effective use of land records. Her topic is entitled Fruit of the Earth, Using Land Records Effectively. She is a wonderful researcher. I have seen her presentations. I've seen some of her work, and some of you are familiar with her blog, Reconnected Kin, and she's truly a professional. I do encourage you to think about attending it if you can. It's going to take place on the 24th of September at 1:30 in the afternoon at the Reginald Lewis Museum. There is a phone number to call to register, and I've put that for you right here on the podcast website. I received an email from Dr. Ronald Seagreave of Dinwiddie, Virginia. He is the author of a book on Monticello. Actually, it's a book about a man who was he was enslaved at one point, but he was also a free man prior to his death in the 1840s. His book is entitled Jefferson's Isaac, From Monticello to Petersburg. And this is going to take place in Richmond, Virginia at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, September 24th. The meeting is sponsored by the, I guess it's called Beseda Cawthorn White of the Greater Richmond, Virginia chapter of the African American Historical and Genealogical Society. This is held at the Richmond Public Library, and this will be one of the first presentations on his book. This is his latest book. Dr. Seagreave has written other books in the past, but I think that many people who have a fascination with Jefferson's history, and of course the lives of those who were enslaved by Jefferson, and as I said again, the book is entitled Jefferson's Isaac, From Monticello to Petersburg. And I think that'll be a really good event to attend. So by all means, if you're in the greater Richmond area, you may want to go and check that out. Friends in Chicago, I know, are getting busy because they're getting ready to have their annual conference. Now, their conference takes place every October, and it's going to take place, it's 2 days, October 7th and 8th. This year, the keynote speaker is Dr. Tiffany Patterson, who is Associate Professor of African American and Diaspora Studies at Vanderbilt University. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful event, and it looks as if they have just some neat things and neat sessions that are planned. I have had the opportunity to attend this event in the past. Actually, I've attended their conference twice in the last 10 or 12 years, and have always been impressed. I've been impressed by the organization. Now, this is the African American Genealogical Historical Society of Chicago, and they are some serious, and I say serious, I mean it, some serious genealogists. They are just very, very busy. I know that I was looking at their program, and they just have some really neat workshops. One particularly I think would be a really neat one. It's called Writing Your Autobiography. How many of us are so busy taking down our own data and or taking down our own family data that we neglect telling our own personal story. There's going to be a session on writing your autobiography. Dr. Cheryl Gaines is presenting that. And as many of us need to get organized, this being the beginning of the month, we're also reminded to back up our data. But there's one session there at their conference called Getting Organized. Stephanie Bird is going to be presenting that. I think that I love the title of this one panel, and I just had to mention it to you. It's called, well, you know, a lot of times we hear about people needing to break through brick walls. Well, I just love the title of this workshop. It is called Barrier Busting Workshop, and this is actually going to be a panel of speakers. These are individuals who are very strong, solid researchers in their own right, I guess I should say. Janice Minor Forte, I've seen her name many times over the years. Angela McGee, Evelyn Neighbors, Judith Samuel, and I just think that's going to be a really neat panel. It looks like it's going to be an awful lot of fun. Two speakers whom I know, Belle Zora Cheatham, yes, many of you know Belle Cheatham and her work that she did out of Cass County, Texas, but she and Betty Kraft are presenting, and I know that Belle Zora's session is going to be on query writing. How often do we need to see a session on that for beginners? Many people I know are not exactly sure how, and it's not their fault. If you don't know, you don't know. But many people don't know necessarily how to write the best query to get the best response that's out there. So she's going to produce a session on writing good genealogical queries. Betty Kraft, another person whom I admire and respect, is going to be giving, or co-presenting rather, with Belle Zora Cheatham, and it looks as if it's just going to be a great session. There are so many things. Roma Stewart is presenting on how to use lineage societies to validate one's research. I'll put a link on the site for you so you can really look at some of the things that they're going to be doing. They are always an organization on the go, and they're just a group of people whom I have admired over the years. And actually, speaking of this organization, I learned something that I thought was just really a neat thing, and I thought I would really share it with you. Number one, what they're doing is significant, and those of us who have an interest in that part of the country will be delighted to hear it. But there's another lesson to be learned from it. I'm talking about the same group of folks out of Chicago. Well, like many groups, many genealogical groups, they have broken up into geographic study groups. A good number of people, for example, who have ancestors from Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, they get together maybe once a month and share their research efforts. There's a group I know that focuses on Alabama. There's some other study groups in the organization. I was very impressed when I took a look and learned what the Mississippi Study Group in the African American Genealogical and Historical Society of Chicago is doing. They are compiling an index of individuals who died in Mississippi between the years of 1912 in 1943. It's kind of a good span. That's at least a three-decade span. Their Mississippi Death Index will contain the first and the last names of the deceased, the race, county, year of death, death certificate number, and parents' initials when that information is available. This is a project that has been going on since September of 2009. This has gone on for 2 years. The completion date is not yet certain. It probably depends upon the time that the volunteers in the group are putting into it. But, you know, wow, an index that's so easily obtained. And how many of us wish that we had a quick lookup in terms of an index that would help us find our people more easily. An index is particularly great if you have a lot of ancestors who came from a particular community, and if you have ancestors or if you have developed an interest in the community as a whole. What wonderful information. And this is going to be a fabulous tool. And, you know, how many times do you wish you could just send away to the Office of Vital Records for a death certificate and just boom, just present them just like that with the death certificate number? Well, eventually this is going to be available. And I am just so impressed and so proud of this Mississippi Study Group coming out of the organization in Chicago. Now, at the present time, information on people who died in the state of Mississippi is basically on microfilm. And what these individuals are doing, they are going through the microfilm, they're going to libraries as well as the LDS family centers, depending upon, you know, what's convenient for them. And they are recording this information onto an Excel worksheet. Once the project is finished, which I don't know, is it a year from now, 2 years from now? I'm not certain on that. But once it's finished, the data is going to be put into written format on their website. And individuals are going to be able to sort the information. They'll be able to search it by name, by county, by date of death or death certificate number. And hopefully this exercise is going to make the turnaround time for getting a death certificate much, much shorter. The project leader is Nettie Nesberry, and many of you who know me have heard me mention Nettie. In fact, you've heard me mention the twins, Nettie and Letty, and you've heard me mention a good friend of theirs, whose name is Betty. Yes, I do call them Nettie, Letty, and Betty. It's true. They are all serious researchers, and I am just so impressed to read about this effort underway, taken up by the Mississippi Study Group of the society out of Chicago. I'm also going to put a link for you where you can see an example of what the images are going to look like and how they're going to present the data. And you're going to see why I just think it's worthy of being mentioned. I mention it because, as I said, not just because of the fact that they're doing it, which is fabulous. There's a lesson there. There's a lesson there for all of us. You know, how often, or maybe not. I mean, I know individuals are in different stages of research. I've been doing a lot of research for quite some time, and I work with a body of records all the time. You know, I work with Dawes records. You know, I work with Civil War records. I'm pulling pension files quite often. I am looking at service records of Civil War soldiers, and I work with some of the same record sets often. Well, you know, I like the fact that this is a group of individuals who I know are still looking for their own relatives. We all are always looking for more. But they've also realized it's time that they also pay it ahead. They're giving something to the community. This is not a project that is exclusively for African American researchers. It's for everyone. If you have ties in Mississippi, when they finish, this tool is something anyone can use. And what a wonderful tool it's going to be. The lesson, in my opinion, is that we see information all the time. And as we progress in our research, when we're at the point that we continue, of course, to look for more information, but we've gotten the initial searches completed. We've gotten some of the initial searches completed in regards to our ancestors in the census records and our direct lines and some of our vital records. And of course, we know to go back and ask questions in a different way to see if we can glean more data. But they've realized the value of creating something that doesn't exist and making it there They know the value that what they're creating is going to be such an amazing tool. I appreciate the fact that they are inclusive. They are including everyone in this effort. And as a result, my hope is simply that other groups, other individuals will take the hint, will imitate what they have done. I'm sure, I know, for example, my friends in St. Louis who have a wonderful organization, they have study groups. You know, it's, yes, it's about sharing and helping each other, but it's also about coming up and producing something that others can use. And I hope that others will follow this model that the Mississippi Study Group, that's part of the Chicago Society, will follow. What a tremendous thing. My hat's off to you all who are working so hard. I have no idea what size their study group might be, but I am just so impressed with the fact that they're also paying it ahead. They're paying it for the next generation of researchers, the next generation of individuals, of genealogists, and that'll be something that all of us can benefit from. Anyway, hats off to you all, but I hope that we all learn something from that. And as we move ahead, of course, with our own projects, we know that we're not just taking information. We want to also give some information back. What a great model, and congratulations for that effort. Wow. Oh my goodness. Here we go again. I see that I've gone on for quite a bit, and I think I will wind it down for this week. You know, I appreciate you all for being out there. Thank you to everyone who's also been so gracious to me, who's been so kind to me since the webinar, which turned out very well. I was very happy. And thank you all for the kindness that you've shown to me as a result. I certainly want to wish everybody a great holiday weekend. Enjoy yourselves, celebrate yourself with your families, appreciate that time with them as well. They are the greatest treasures that we do have. Enjoy, be safe, everyone. Have a great week. Everyone have a blast at the FGS conference as well next week. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.